Well, I'm going to switch gears. I'm going to go into the laboratory instead of the field research that we've seen. And I'm going to be talking about the in vitro evaluation of coatings to control ammonia volatilization from surface-applied urea. Just to set the stage, the past 60 years, we've seen an increase in grain production worldwide from 631 million tons in 1950 to almost 2,400 million tons in 2007. And 40% of this increase in grain production is attributed to fertilizer and application around the world. There's many losses, as we all know, of nitrogen in the agro-ecosystems, but the gaseous losses, ammonia volatilization is the greatest loss in that category. And one of the reasons for this is the dominance of urea used as a major nitrogen source worldwide. And this is because of its high analysis and its ease of handling and the cost globally. One of the problems with using urea is an enzyme in soil and in plants called urease, which hydrolyzes the urea molecule to ammonia and carbonic acid. And one of the ways that we have found to inhibit this enzyme is with N-butyl thiophosphoric triamide, which is commonly referred to as MBPT. And there's some products out there on the market right now that use this, and it's commercially available to growers. Data for MBPT on surface-applied urea is limited in North Carolina and Virginia, where we're focusing on. And the company Weyerhaeuser and White Earth & Associates have developed a novel process for coating urea with MBPT as well as other nutrients, and which is very beneficial because we're looking at a sulfur-coated urea granule that will be able to supply nitrogen and sulfur in some of the pasture systems and corn fields in the southeast United States using this new product. The objectives of my research are to quantify the potential nitrogen loss when we surface apply urea and we're simulating conventionally tilled soils in this research. And then we want to measure the rate as well as the total loss of nitrogen from urea and comparing that to these coatings, physical and chemical coatings that we're adding to the urea granule. There's a total of 6 trials that we conducted using a laboratory system. Each trial lasted 2 weeks. The first two trials were what I call the multiple coating trials, is where we looked at urea, non-coated, and then Arborite Ag, which is the Weyerhaeuser product, Agritain, which is the industry standard using MBPT, and then we used Arborite Ag and we coated it with calcium sulfate, and that had an analysis of 39.900 and 3% sulfur. And then we used Arborite Ag and we coated it with potassium sulfate for analysis of 36.609% potash and 3.2% sulfur. And in these two studies, as well as the two physical coating trials, MBPT was applied on all treatments at a rate of 0.08% by weight. The second two trials, as I mentioned, are physical coating trials looking at the ability to prevent ammonia volatilization of calcium sulfate and potassium sulfate with and without the inhibitor, MBPT. And the last two trials were MBPT rate trials, and we had rates from 0 to 0.1% by weight of MBPT in 0.02 increments. And I just want to mention that trade names mentioned above are for just for treatment descriptions, and they're not endorsements of the products. The soil we used was a Wheeling silt loam. We ran all the trials at 14% moisture, 2/3 water holding capacity for the soil. Percent carbon was 2.33%, 44% sand, 50% silt, and 5.6% clay. And I adjusted the pH before each trial to 6.6 and 6.7 using calcium oxide. And this picture here shows the individual soil chambers with the white lids in the bottom left and air drying of the soil along with the twin shell blender that we used for the lime mixing for the soil that's going into the next trial. Again, another parameter, the only inhibitor used is MBPT. This is a laboratory system. I'll go over the design. We use an airflow rate of 1 liter a minute at a temperature of 26 degrees Celsius. And we use the acid trap to collect the ammonia that's being produced in the soil chamber. And we use 100 mils of 0.02 molar phosphoric acid. And we use a nitrogen rate equivalent to 44.6 milligrams per kilogram of air-dried soil. And again, this is a soil chamber with the nitrogen granules on top of the soil surface. The urea granules on top of the soil surface. And then that's urea granules being applied. This is the system design. We force air through the system with an air pump. It's split twice in distribution blocks, and we have a total of 18 individual chambers. The flow meters regulate the airflow. The air then is bubbled in what we call external hemostats to bring the humidity up. And then the air then goes, following the blue arrows, into this cabinet, the wooden cabinet you see, and is bubbled again into the internal hemostats to bring the air up as close to 100% humidity as possible. And then it comes out and is bubbled into these acid traps with 100 mils of phosphoric acid. The results from the first trial, we saw that the greatest increase was at 24 hours for non-coated urea right here. And for these coatings, all the four other coatings received MBPT at 0.08%, and volatilization was inhibited to 72 hours. And we see a cumulative loss in non-coated urea up to 35% of the applied N. And for the coatings, we had no statistical difference in cumulative loss, and we range from about 23 to 20% total loss in that. In the second trial, we see very similar results. Again, we see a cumulative loss around 33%, and we see that the urea released at 24 hours, again, we're able to detect a very large ammonia volatilization loss from the non-coated urea. And at 72 hours, again, we start to detect ammonia volatilization losses in the coated fertilizer products. The calcium sulfate trial. Now, this is a trial where we had calcium sulfate coated urea with and without the inhibitor MBPT. And what we saw was that calcium sulfate alone delayed initial ammonia volatilization losses. But however, by the end of the two-week trial, calcium sulfate alone did not differ from uncoated urea in nitrogen loss. However, as you see the same trend again, we got relatively little control out to 72 hours, and then a more gradual nitrogen loss curve for ammonia volatilization. But again, we're still losing 20% with the inhibitor. Potassium sulfate coated materials were a little bit different. Without the inhibitor, we delayed ammonia volatilization to about 48 hours compared to non-coated urea, and we did get significant total control with just potassium sulfate urea alone. And however, potassium sulfate alone was not different than the Arborite Ag product and the Agritane product. With the MBPT rate trials, we saw that we got significant effects with just adding MBPT at a rate of 0.02%. As you can see here, we got about 25% loss, cumulative loss, and we delayed it again after 72 hours, even though at 0.02 we start to see a greater increase than at the higher concentrations of MBPT. However, from 0.04% to 0.1, we saw no statistical difference in cumulative nitrogen loss. So 0.04 gave similar control to 0.1% MBPT. In trial two, again, we see that 0.02% was able to maintain, prevent losses up to about 22 to 23% of cumulative loss. And again, we saw no difference in cumulative loss of between 0.04% to 0.1% MBPT. The conclusions of these studies, when MBPT was added into coatings at a rate of 0.08%, we were able to reduce ammonia volatilization 30 to 40% compared to non-coated urea granules. The calcium sulfate coated urea initially slowed to 24 hours the ammonia volatilization, but however, it was not different than non-coated urea after the two-week trial. Potassium sulfate reduced losses from 37% to 26%, and could be a viable product as just physically coating the urea. However, losses were greater from 48 hours to 216 hours than the coatings with MBPT. The physical and coatings of calcium sulfate and potassium sulfate allow for uniform application of sulfur on pasture systems, where you might have separation when you bulk blend sulfur with fertilizers and spread them. So this is a very, very useful product in the Southeast for getting that nitrogen sulfur blend uniformly across fields. For the MBPT rate trials, we saw that 0.02% was very effective at reducing the total ammonia loss over a two-week period, and it prevented that ammonia volatilization for 3 days in the study. And we reduced losses from 33% to 35% down to 22 to 25%, which is 0.02% MBPT in the coating. And again, from 0.04% to 0.1, there's no significant difference in cumulative loss of nitrogen that we can measure with this system. And we decreased losses from around 35% down to 18 to 23% from 0.04 to 0.1. I'd like to acknowledge the Weyerhaeuser Company, Whitehurst & Associates, NC Chemical, and Virginia Tech for their cooperation in allowing me to conduct this research. And I'd like to thank you for your attention and your time, and I'll take any questions at this time. Yes, sir.
0.08% by weight on the Agritain, is that 3 or 4 quarts per ton of urea? Do you know?
I do not know. I think it's the commercially recommended rate. We did these in such small batches. I mean, we were mixing 500 grams of urea at a time when we were doing this. We didn't do it on a commercial scale, but it's comparable to the what's recommended for Agritain. Yes, sir.
Is that the new formulation of Agritain, the Agritain Ultra or the LC?
Whichever available now, I think, is Agritain Ultra, I believe, but I'm not sure on that. Whitehurst & Associates did all of our preparation for the coatings because we don't have that equipment in-house to do that. So they had a small-scale blender in their labs, and they did that. Yes, sir.
Now, was all that done prior to adding the urea?
Yes.
The
question was the preparation of the soil. What we did was we collected the soil, we air dried it, we had everything passed through a 2-millimeter sieve, or number 10 sieve, and then on a batch-by-batch basis for each run, I prepared 10 kilograms of soil. And calcium oxide was added at a rate of 3.5 grams per 5 kilograms of soil. And we did that, and we mixed it dry in the twin shell blender for 10 minutes. Then I laid it out, and I added moisture to it, and I let it air dry overnight, and the moisture was added again 2 more days. So we did it. We wetted it and dried it for a total of 3 days.
What was the original pH of the soil?
5.9. Any more questions? Thank you.